Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, Tax Administration Jamaica is advising that effective January 1, 2015, all employers will be required to electronically file their employer's annual return SO2 online via the tax portal jamaicatax.gov.jm. This means that all SO2 returns filed as of the new year are to be e-filed. If these returns are filed manually, they will not be accepted. This new requirement follows the initial phasing in of e-filing requirement for employers with 20 or more employees, which was introduced on March 1, 2014. Taxpayers may contact their client relationship manager or customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357 to register for e-filing and or to arrange for assistance. This has been your tax tip in 60 seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Persons interested in bringing in motorcycles are now required to obtain an import permit from the Trade Board Limited prior to import. Details in today's edition of Get the Facts.
It is very important that you obtain your import license prior to importing your motor vehicle into Jamaica. Failure to do so will result in a breach of the Customs Act, and this will result in a penalty being imposed.
Manager of Entry Processing Unit at the Jamaica Customs Agency, Janice Baker. Any of the following persons may apply to the Trade Board for license to import motorcycles every 3 years.
You must either be a Jamaican, a returning resident, a contract worker, or the holder of a work permit.
Public Education and Public Relations Manager at the Trade Board Limited, Makeda Ramjeet Ball. Businesses importing should be approved motor vehicle dealers registered with the Trade Board, other companies incorporated in Jamaica, or the government.
For companies that are not dealers, they may import up to 3 motorcycles every 3 years. The Trade Board at present allow for importers importing and licensing of motorcycles not exceeding 5 years. Importers must note that there's a restriction on the CC rating. For motorcycles 700cc and above, must receive special permissions from the Ministry of National Security and Justice prior to applying for importing permit at the Trade Board. Motorcycles parts does not require a motor vehicle permit. However, motorcycles to be assembled in Jamaica must acquire an import permit prior to importation.
Here's a list of the documentation required for importation of motorcycles.
Ownership documentation, which may be invoice from the supplier or the bill of sale, in addition to the listing with all the specifics of the motorcycle, that is model, year, VIN number, color, etc. For used motorcycles, ownership document, invoice, bill of sale, or the title, along with the processing fee. A valid identification and TRN must be provided by individuals. For commercial importers, Trade Board has the documentation for those registered with us on our system already.
Public Education and Public Relations Manager at the Trade Board Limited, Makeda Ramjeet Ball. Under the revised motor vehicle import policy, a C87 entry is also required for the clearance of motor vehicles.
So you must obtain the services of a broker who will complete the C87 entry. The C87 entry is considered your import declaration form that captures the particulars of the motor vehicle, the duty calculations, and it is a document on which you will pay your duties and taxes as it relates to the motorcycle.
Manager of Entry Processing Unit at the Jamaica Customs Agency, Janice Baker. For further information, call the Trade Board Limited at 967-0507 or visit tradeboard.gov.jm. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.